local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we're back after 24 hours. That's right. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. Alrighty, so WEAR really just gave us the mic, Steve. 4:07. They are sending the programming our way.
I know, it was early.
Yeah, and we recently had a script mishap that I had to copy and paste the storylines last minute, segment after segment.
Right.
And Steve, the problem was, I don't know what had happened, but apparently some mechanical error took place where every single story we had planned is now in the footer of the document.
Oh, no.
So I am having to go segment by segment and slowly but surely get it back to another document and align it all step by step. So, So WEAR giving us this much time to work with. We're probably going to take a commercial break that's a little bit longer than expected because we've only got so much material to use at this moment. So
right.
We do have top three stories in local news, and of course we got traffic and weather, so we will handle that. But just be warned. If you think this commercial break seems just a tad longer than it should be or whatever, it's not going to be anything egregious, but just keep that in mind as we get started here. So we will start with our top three stories. With the Supreme Court, it's tossing out a Trump-era federal ban on gun bump stocks. The court ruled Friday that the controversial device that allows semi-automatic rifles to fire more quickly can't be included in an older law banning machine guns. The 6-3 decision struck down a regulation imposed following the 2017 mass shooting at a Las Vegas music festival that killed 60 people and injured hundreds. Despite the ruling, bump stocks remain illegal in 18 states.
Well, a U.S. attack sub and a Canadian Navy ship are arriving in Cuba right on the heels of Russian warships. The U.S. Southern Command confirmed the USS Helena arrived at Guantanamo Bay yesterday, saying it's a part of a previously planned routine visit. The arrival of a Russian frigate and a submarine at the Havana port has been seen as a show of force by the longtime ally of Cuba, but both the U.S. and Cuba said it posed no threat. The Russian ships are scheduled to remain in Havana until Monday. And, of course, Governor DeSantis is weighing in on the Russian warship presence 90 miles away in Cuba.
They are not going to be deterred by weakness. They're not going to be deterred by confusion. They're not going to be deterred by a president wandering around aimlessly at the G7.
DeSantis says Russia's war games in Cuba is very concerning and is the result of the Biden administration posture of weakness.
Oh, my goodness. And then our third top three story here, Ukraine rejecting Russia, keeping with that theme, demands to bring to the war between the two countries to an end. On Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said that his country would end the war if Ukraine agreed to certain conditions. Those include Kyiv dropping its ambitions to join NATO, pulling out troops from four Ukrainian provinces claimed by Moscow. And the proposal from Russia came just a day after the U.S. and Ukraine agreed to a new 10-year security agreement. Other demands for a truce included Ukraine recognizing Crimea as part of Russia.
Not sure that's going to happen.
Oh, I don't know, but we'll have to see, I suppose. All righty, moving on to our local headlines here, since we do have a bit more time to work with.
Right.
Let's see here. Where am I? All righty. If you're planning on catching a flight out of town for Father's Day weekend, you may want to consider an Uber to the airport.
Why?
The Pensacola International Airport posted a parking update this morning saying that their lots were 99% full as of 9 a.m., the garage, surface lot, and flat rate lot were at capacity, and limited space remained in lot 1, 2, 3, and flat rate lot 2. I will say, and this, I'm only partially joking here, if you are, if you have plans for this like weekend, not just Sunday, but for the weekend and you haven't left yet, you got no one to blame but yourself for the parking, my man. I mean, that's just me, but who knows?
That's why I should call Uber or somebody.
There you go.
Well, Santa Rosa County and the city of Milton signed an interlocal support agreement with NAS Whiting Field yesterday. Officials say it'll allow the military and local community to partner on projects and services.
Say the mission of NAS Whiting Field holds significance for Santa Rosa County. This agreement exemplifies the effectiveness of collaboration between the surrounding community. By signing this agreement today, Santa Rosa County demonstrates its dedication to military partnerships and the service members who call this county home.
That's Santa Rosa County Commissioner Sam Parker. Several Milton City Council members were also in attendance at the meeting, and representing NAS Whiting Field was Captain Paul Flores. As a part of the agreement, the NAS says they'll use services and materials from Milton and Santa Rosa County for on-base projects whenever possible. NAS Whiting Field is currently has about a $1.6 billion economic impact in Santa Rosa County.
My goodness. And the annual Pensacola International Billfish Tournament weigh-in is happening today. Tournament director Robo Wibbs says the boats have been out for a few days now, with the tournament being cut back slightly this year because of weather forecasts. He says fishermen normally get around 56 hours on the water, but this year they only got 49. Wibbs says that means many of the boats will be pushing the cutoff times to the limit at tonight's weigh-in, which is open to the public. You can watch them as they bring out massive tuna, swordfish, wahoo, and marlin. A good assortment there. Wibbs says that the majority of the large fish will be weighed in at Plaza de Luna after 7 p.m.
Well, that ought to be interesting to watch.
Oh, for sure.
Well, it looks like former Escambia County Commissioner Doug Underhill has been cleared of several ethics violation complaints. The complaints were made last year by David Baer, the chairman of the Triumph Gulf Coast Board and the CEO of the Lewis Baer Company. The complaints involve filing inaccurate financial disclosure forms after he left his office. The PNJ reports the Ethics Commission ruled that there was no probable cause for the complaints and dismissed them. Underhill previously faced an ethics complaint that was dismissed in September of last year, and in 2020 he was hit with a trio of complaints that resulted in a $35,000 fine.
Oh, my goodness. All righty, just about 4:15 here, we will get our first check of the roads and weather. All right, so of course, yesterday was brutal.
How is it today?
It's still looking somewhat difficult in an area or two, but it's nothing compared to yesterday. We do have an accident report. This is going to be on 9 Mile Road, particularly if you're traveling eastbound towards, what's this road here? I can't read. University Parkway. If you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards University Parkway, we do have some pretty heavy backups in that area. Also have some typical backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And maybe some on Caroline Street as well. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Steve, how's the weather looking, my friend?
It's looking beautiful, just like today, only one day later. Look for a nice night tonight, low about 77 degrees. Should be clear tomorrow, sunny and 92. But Sunday, there's going to be a chance of a shower and high about 87. Right now, 92 in Pensacola, 90 in Gulf Breeze, and 94 in Milton. And that's the weather forecast.
All righty. Thank you very much, Steve. Let's see. Moving on here, we will get a few state headlines out of the way. Starting with Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, crews are tearing down the high school, which was the scene of a deadly mass shooting in 2018. The demolition of the classroom building where 10 people were killed began this morning. The victims' families were invited to watch the start of the week-long demolition project. The building had been preserved to serve as evidence at the shooter's 2022 penalty trial, and he is spending life behind bars.
Well, the Florida National Guard's going to continue helping some understaffed prisons. Governor Ron DeSantis signed an executive order last week to extend the additional support until at least December. He says the state correction system has improved, but is still experiencing shortages that'll threaten the safety of officers and inmates. Guard members were initially activated back in September of 2022. The current order was set to expire this past Sunday.
And Florida's citrus industry is still trying to recover after it was damaged by hurricanes 2 years ago. The latest report by the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows the current harvest is about 11% higher than the previous year, which saw its lowest numbers in more than 9 decades.
Wow.
Crops were severely impacted by Ian and Nicole, as well as a disease known as citrus greening. Wednesday's forecast shows that the state is expected to produce nearly 18 million boxes of oranges this season. The new state budget signed by the governor earlier this week will set aside nearly $50 million for the citrus industry.
Well, South Florida is getting more rain today after days of torrential downpours and dangerous flooding. Nonstop rain there has drenched parts of the southern half of the state for a few days now. Governor Ron DeSantis already declared a state of emergency due to consequential flooding in 5 southern counties of Florida. The thunderstorm activity in the region is expected to subside by the weekend, but forecasters say flash flooding and urban flooding will remain possible through Saturday.
And it is the last day for Floridians who want to save some money on hurricane supplies. The state's first disaster preparedness sales tax holiday of the year will come to an end today after 2 weeks. Shoppers will not have to pay sales tax on things like batteries, portable generators, and even pet food. Another holiday for the same items will begin on August 24th.
And the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is reminding property owners there about a new Florida law. The agency released a statement yesterday saying the legislation will allow owners or authorized agents to call police if somebody is illegally squatting in their home. Law enforcement will be able to remove people if they unlawfully enter the property. Before calling authorities, residents will need to fill out a form, though, through their local sheriff's office. The new law is going to take effect in July.
All righty, 4:17. We'll take our first quick break. When we return, that was state headlines, but some national news, and we do have a lot to get into with sports. Also, may take another rerun, you know, just looking through the top three stories like Joe and I usually do. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Grab your blanket or lawn chair and get ready to relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Float Like a Buffalo Band, playing rock with funk, ska, reggae, and jam influences to make a unique sound that's impossible not to dance to. Catch it all this Tuesday night at 7 with Bands on the Beach. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Is your timeshare suffocating you? Are you feeling powerless because you were sold a bad investment that is nothing like you were promised? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. If you're ready to get rid of that timeshare, I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free, exposing the timeshare industry scams with all your options for cancellation.
Call 800-653-1188, 800-653-1188, 800-653-1188.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Not a ton going on the roads here. A couple spots of note. We did have an accident report on 9 Mile. That's if you are traveling eastbound towards University Parkway. A lot of the congestion that we had in that area has seemingly died down. But nonetheless, in that general vicinity, you just might want to keep an eye out for any ruckus going on. Then Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound, trying to get onto I-10, we've got some issues in those areas there, but that's pretty run-of-the-mill for this hour. Same could be said for Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Steve, how's the weather looking, my friend?
Well, looking pretty good, and sounds like our traffic is pretty good compared to yesterday, of course. Well, looks like it should be a nice night tonight, clear about 77. Tomorrow, sunny, how about 92? Sunday, though, looks like we have a chance of showers start to squeak into the area. High about 87 degrees. Right now it is warm, 90 in Pensacola and feels like 95. It's 90 in Gulf Breeze, 94 in Milton, which feels also like 99 degrees. And that's the weather.
Oh, golly. You know, Steve, obviously, those listening can't see, but you know, you've probably seen my outfit here. I'm wearing a black jersey and sweatpants. Right. Yeah, and I am a heavier set individual, so I'm really striking out here when it comes to the heat stroke movement.
Well, that's why I wear shorts.
Yeah, I feel that humidity everywhere I go this time.
Well, it's Florida.
Yeah, I know. Once we get into July and August, if I'm not wearing shorts at that point, I don't know if I ever will again. Giving you a quick rundown of our top three stories here again. The Supreme Court tossing out a Trump era federal ban on gun bump stocks. The court ruled Friday that the controversial device allows semi-automatic rifles to fire more quickly can't be included in an older law banning machine guns. The 6-3 decision struck down a regulation imposed following the 2017 mass shooting at a Las Vegas music festival that killed 60 people and injured hundreds. Despite the ruling, bump stocks remain illegal in 18 states.
A U.S. attack sub and a Canadian Navy ship are arriving in Cuba right on the heels of those Russian warships. The U.S. Southern Command confirmed the USS Helena arrived at Guantanamo Bay yesterday, saying it's part of a previously planned routine visit. The arrival of a Russian frigate and a submarine at the Havana port has been seen as a show of force by the longtime ally of Cuba, but the U.S. and Cuba are saying it poses no threat. The Russian ships are scheduled to remain in Havana until Monday.
And Ukraine rejecting Russia's demands to bring the war between the two countries to an end. On Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said that his country would end the war if Ukraine agreed to certain conditions. Those included Kyiv dropping its ambitions to join NATO, pulling out troops from 4 Ukrainian provinces claimed by Moscow. The proposal from Russia came just a day after the U.S. and Ukraine agreed to a new 10-year security agreement. Other demands for a truce included Ukraine recognizing Crimea as part of Russia.
I'm not sure that's going to happen. I don't think the Ukrainians are going to accept that.
I'm pretty darn sure, Steve, that they're not going to let that happen, at least not without a fight.
Right. And they are fighting.
That is true. Before we move on to national headlines, also wanted to give a quick local blurb here that we didn't get to in our last segment. Or at least I didn't get to it. One person is dead after a four-vehicle crash on the Escambia Bay Bridge yesterday afternoon that tied up the surrounding traffic for hours. That is one of the main accidents that we did touch on yesterday. The Florida Highway Patrol says that one of the vehicles caught on fire after the crash. Troopers say the driver of that vehicle died and is currently unidentified. A 26-year-old man from Dothan, Alabama, and a 55-year-old from Milton were both transported to Sacred Heart Hospital with minor non-life-threatening injuries, and FHP is still investigating. All righty, Steve, take us into national headlines, would you please?
Well, President Biden held a private meeting with Pope Francis in Italy today. It comes after Francis became the first pontiff to address the G7 summit. This marks the first time Biden has met with Francis since his visit to the Vatican back in October of 2021. Francis is expected to also hold private meetings with other world leaders at the G7 summit, including Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and French President Emmanuel Macron.
All right. Well, and you know what? I'm going to give a bit of a spoiler here, but as we get further into this show, just in all 3 hours, but particularly this hour, that's not the last we're going to hear about the Pope, surprisingly. Over the past couple summers, hazy skies have been blamed on Canadian wildfires, but today hazy skies as far north as Nebraska and Iowa, east to Connecticut and Massachusetts are coming from southern U.S. and Mexico wildfires. In Midwestern states, the smoke plume is high in the sky and causing hazy horizons. In southern states, into New England, the smoke is affecting air quality.
Well, parts of the downtown area in Youngstown, Ohio, are being evacuated after reports of the smell of gas. See, fire officials are there on the scene and warn people to evacuate any building if they smell gas. Youngstown's State's campus is also being evacuated. There's no word yet on a possible cause of that aroma.
My goodness, how strange is that?
It is strange.
And then a Texas judge is approving the liquidation of Alex Jones's personal assets to pay the families of Sandy Hook shooting victims. On Friday, bankruptcy court judge Christopher Lopez signed off on Jones's decision to change his personal bankruptcy to a Chapter 7 liquidation. This is Jones owes over $1 billion to the Sandy Hook families over misinformation that he helped spread about the 2012 school shooting. Today, Lopez will also consider whether to allow the liquidation of the parent company of Jones's show InfoWars, Free Speech Systems.
Well, the USA cricket team is continuing to make history.
All right.
Have a cricket team? The team has advanced to the next stage of the men's T20 Cricket World Cup after the match against Ireland was rained out in Florida. By all that rain in South Florida.
Yeah, surprise,
the point earned by the USA is due to the game being called off, which means the team qualified for the Super 8 stage of the tournament. The USA will now be placed in a group of four of the final eight teams, with the top two teams from each group advancing to the semifinal round. The USA has made headlines during the first appearance in the T20 Cricket World Cup by beating Pakistan and narrowly losing to India.
I will say, are you a cricket guy, Steve? You watch cricket?
No.
Neither does any American.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, as you said, you said it jokingly, but I think a lot of people are probably like, we have a cricket team?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's a bit of a preamble to the sports segments that we've got coming up, but international games like that, a T20 Cricket World Cup, come on, when we start bringing up World Cups or Olympics, anything like that, obviously it's more than just sports, all right? We're talking about representing our nation, and apparently our cricket team is doing that pretty well.
Go team!
Absolutely. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. We'll be back shortly.
I'm Kathleen Maloney. NATO allies meeting in Brussels expressed continued support for Ukraine.
Putin's war is not the result of NATO enlargement. Putin's war is the cause of NATO enlargement. And NATO is more resolute and more capable than ever.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also says Russia doesn't get to dictate the terms of a peace agreement. Meanwhile, President Biden telling the G7 summit China is having an impact on Russia's war against Ukraine.
China is not supplying weapons, but the ability to produce those weapons and the technology available to do it. So it is, in fact, helping Russia.
G7 leaders also focusing on migration and economic security in the final day of the summit. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi,
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. An early reading of U.S. consumer sentiment here in June shows it to have dropped to a seven-month low, reflecting lingering worries about high inflation plus slowing growth in household incomes. The University of Michigan's preliminary index for the month is down 3.5 points from the final May reading of 65.6. Not surprisingly, the survey found that middle and lower income Americans are more worried about inflation than wealthier households. The president of the Cleveland Federal Reserve said the low inflation readings in May were great news, but the central bank needs to see that continue a little longer before it can cut interest rates. Interviewed on CNBC, Loretta Mester said, "We're not there yet." She's the first Fed official to speak publicly after the central bank Wednesday left a key short-term interest rate unchanged because of a lack of progress in returning inflation to low pre-pandemic levels. Stocks ended narrowly mixed today. The Dow Industrials eased 57 points, and the S&P 500 slipped two, but the NASDAQ Composite added 21 to earn another fresh closing high. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. As expected, Conor McGregor and Michael Chandler on June 29th won't happen because, according to Ariel Helwani, McGregor suffered an injury that isn't severe, and Ariel states McGregor could return at the earliest in 2 months. Now, I believe this fight will actually happen when McGregor steps foot in the octagon, but Dana White still needs to reschedule it. We've waited long enough for this brawl, so why not have the new date be at Madison Square Garden when the UFC usually comes to the Big Apple in November? I'm Zach Gelb.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Total Wine & More has the best Father's Day gifts at the best prices.
Can't wait till you get me this bourbon. These prices are amazing.
Dad, at Total Wine & More, you'll always find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly. B21.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. We did have that accident report on Nine Mile Road. This was it appeared to be causing backups if you were traveling eastbound towards University Parkway. But however, just about all that congestion is gone. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10, we've got typical evening traffic causing issues both ways there. Same can be said if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River heading into downtown Milton. Speaking of Caroline Street, now we've got some backups developing if you're traveling eastbound just past Avalon Boulevard and approaching the Glover Lane area, but that does not appear to be too severe at this time either. Steve, how is the weather?
It looks pretty good for the weekend, or most of it anyway. It looks like tonight, nice, low about 77 and clear. Tomorrow, sunny and 92. But Sunday, we do have a chance of a shower sort of sneaking into the forecast at 87 degrees for a high. Right now, it's still warm and 90 degrees in Pensacola, 90 in Gulf Breeze, and 94 in Milton. And that's the forecast.
Oh, my goodness. 94. Well, anyway, whatever.
Could be worse.
I don't even want to think about it. I will say, just some good news to kind of sprinkle us in here.
Oh, yeah?
I did fix the issue with the script we were having.
Yay.
It appears that I did roll call during commercial break, did some formatting. I think we got the script back, so
good.
Hopefully no more issues throughout the evening. I mean, heck, I was talking about sweating in the heat in our last segment. You should have seen how much I was sweating during that. Anyway.
Technology is wonderful when it works.
Sports headlines here. There's a lot going on. So that's one thing. No matter what, we'll take up time doing that.
Mm-hmm.
NBA Finals Game 4 tonight at 7:30 on ABC. With a win, the Celtics will take the title over the Dallas Mavericks by a 4-0 margin.
Yeah.
Sweep. Kind of embarrassing, if you ask
me. Well, embarrassing unless you're a Celtic fan.
Yes, unless you're a Celtics fan, you're elated. As for the Stanley Cup Finals, we saw Game 3 of that last night, and the Panthers beat Edmonton 4-3 to move up to 3-0 into Stanley Cup Finals. Game 4 will be tomorrow night at 7 on ABC.
Interesting, though, when you think about the Oilers, they're Edmonton, Canada, the home of hockey. The Florida Panthers, where it doesn't snow, are doing quite well, I would say.
Yeah, Florida, outside of the Panthers, the Lightning, and perhaps the Ice Flyers. Florida doesn't really scream much about hockey. So, yeah, I mean, the Panthers, they're the defending Eastern Conference champs. So it's not really a surprise that they made it this far. But, yeah, the Oilers, man, we might see a sweep in the NBA and NHL, Steve.
It could be. They got one game in each.
Yes. And speaking of NHL teams, the new one has had its design released for the Utah Hockey Club. And they look about as unique as the name sounds.
That's not their official name. Are they looking for a name, actually, maybe?
Yeah, it is for temporarily. It is.
Oh.
But here's what bugs me, all right? I'm going to go ahead and say this because I have a platform.
Okay.
Utah Hockey Club was one of the names that was kind of swirling around as like, oh, okay, these are names that were like being chosen from for the franchise because it's the Arizona Coyotes relocating.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Yeti, Mammoth, Venom, whatever, you know. Some were cooler than others, didn't matter. The bottom line is you had a unique variety there. And one of them was Hockey Club. And I told Joe, it better not be Hockey Club. Nobody better choose that. And now, even for a temporary amount of time, they are choosing Hockey Club. Now, I know they're talking about, a fan vote, you know, for the team and mascot is ongoing and will be chosen before the 25-26 season. Yeah, that's great. Then why even pitch the names that you had the other day? Why not just save that for the voting and just say, hey, we're going to name it the Hockey Club? You got my hopes up here thinking we were going to be original, and then I got jobbed.
I mean, it seems funny just to say, go hockey club, you know.
Yeah, like it reminds me of like the Washington football team that we had a few years back, and that sucked too.
It sure did.
Anyway, MLB, I'm getting off of my soapbox. You know, it's cool. We'll move on. MLB got a couple of games here, neither of which are televised, just some local representation. Rays at Braves at 6:20, and shortly before that, Marlins at Nationals at 5:45. We'll give score updates for y'all in hour three on both of those. The NFL, a heaping amount of Florida news there. Starting in Jacksonville, the Jags signed quarterback Trevor Lawrence to a 5-year, $275 million contract extension. The deal makes Lawrence the sixth QB in the NFL to currently have an annual salary above $50 million.
Wow.
That's unfathomable for me.
That's a few bucks there.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, it looks like the Miami Dolphins are signing defensive end Calais Campbell. The six-time Pro Bowler reunites with the Dolphins defensive coordinator, Anthony Edwards, and he was the Ravens defensive line coach when Campbell was in Baltimore for the 2021 and 2022 seasons.
Yeah, Calais Campbell, that's a Hall of Fame. You know, that is a to-be Hall of Fame caliber talent there. And, I mean, the Dolphins, this team's – it's kind of reminded me of the Ravens as far as just how deep that roster goes on both sides of the ball, so good for them. College football, some local news here. Pace football's three-star tight end Joseph Skipworth has committed to the University of Kansas. Now, 5 years ago, that would have meant next to nothing. Kansas football was terrible. But it's really good now, so congratulations, Joseph. 24/7 Sports ranks the 6'5", 220-pound Skipworth as the 67th overall tight end in the 2025 class. So once again, congratulations to Skipworth and his family there. And then in college baseball, we got the Men's College World Series that began today with Virginia and UNC. Now, if you were a good journalist, you would have had the score ready to go, which I am not. So,
but we do know the second game will be between Florida State and Tennessee at 6 o'clock on ESPN.
Yes, and I'm pulling up the score of...
While we're killing time.
Yeah. How's the weather, Steve?
The weather looks pretty good right now. It looks like a great weekend ahead of us.
North Carolina beat Virginia 3-2.
Pretty close.
Low scoring game, competitive. One of the ACC teams, obviously, in some trouble with that one. We'll get a couple of health, business, and science notes before we move to traffic and weather. The CDC warning about a salmonella outbreak in at least 9 states that's linked to pet bearded dragons.
Oh.
If you don't know what a bearded dragon is, it's that little weird looking lizard that you see on TikTok sometimes where, you know, have you ever seen the peel compilations?
Oh, yeah.
They got the little tweezers and stuff. The CDC says at least 15 people, including 4 in New York, have contracted salmonella with symptoms including diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps.
Ew.
The big three.
Yeah.
4 have been hospitalized. The 8 other states involved are California, Georgia, Iowa, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Texas. The CDC is warning parents not to let their kids kiss or snuggle bearded dragons. And that sounds like something people would do. And it says to wash your hands thoroughly after handling the reptile or its habitat.
Well, Apple is now the most valuable public company in the U.S. On yesterday, Apple edged past Microsoft when shares rose 0.6% rather, and its market cap closed at $3.29 trillion. The shift comes the same day Apple announced it's introducing buy now, pay later payment options. That's pretty good because I'm an Apple guy, and
unfortunately,
sometimes coming up with the cash for the next product, it's a little hard to do.
Yeah, Joe and I disagree on a lot, but one thing that I think he and I are in the same corner on is we are Apple users. And if you're not, I don't know, I guess get with the program. 4:45 here on the nose. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still got some typical evening traffic in that area there. Same can be said for Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Got some pretty severe backups in that area at this moment. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and Caroline Street, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Coming over Blackwater River. Steve, how's that weather?
It is beautiful. Kind of warm, though. Tonight, we're expecting basically a replay of last night, clear and low of 76. Tomorrow being Saturday, it's going to be a great day. Sunny, high of 92 degrees. Sunday, if you're making plans for Sunday, chance of showers is going to start to enter the picture. I have only 87. Right now, it's 90 in Pensacola, 90 in Gulf Breeze, and 94 in Milton. And that feels like 99 degrees. And that's the forecast.
Thank you very much, sir. Carrying on with health, business, and science notes here. Gallup's recent State of the Global Workplace poll poll estimates that disengaged employees cost a global economy almost $9 trillion a year.
Mm.
Yeah, the Gallup poll found roughly 20% of workers globally reported feeling lonely, angry, or sad on a daily basis, and 41% say that they feel stress. 22% of younger workers say they feel lonely, while Europe showed the lowest level of employee engagement at 13%. The U.S. and Canada showed the highest percentage of engaged employees at 33%, but the U.S. and Canada also ranked second among employees experiencing daily stress, right behind the Middle East and North Africa.
Well, I was engaged, but now I'm married.
Okay.
Well, looks like consumers are expected to spend roughly $22 billion on Father's Day gifts. And the National Retail Federation says the average consumer is shelling out about $190 on gifts and celebrations. Well, $190.
Yeah.
So that's what's going to happen on Sunday morning for my Father's Day. Well, about 3/4 of U.S. adults are expected to celebrate the holiday, including me.
Yeah, well, and happy Father's Day to you, by the way, Steve.
If, thank you.
Just in case I forget to say it later. I will say, shelling out around $190 on gifts and celebrations. I'm assuming when they say celebrations, they mean like going out to like dinner or something.
I would think so.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going out to eat with my family. So are you doing the same, by the way?
No, we're going to go sailing.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, you've told me you're a big sailing guy. Yeah, this heat, my family wouldn't dream of that. Wall Street opened lower after the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ notched another record close. Global pressures are weighing on markets as stocks come off a winning session. Investors are also looking ahead of today's release of the preliminary reading on consumer sentiment for June. At the opening bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down about 200 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were also lower. Just about 4:48 here. We will take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some pop culture notes in there, followed by some wacky stories and good news. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the Escambia County Sheriff's Office shooter training facility that is top-notch, first-rate. I mean, it is really genuinely fantastic. This is a multi-part series. We just finished part two of that. Also continued our series on Know Your Tenant Commands, talking with the commanding officer of the 479th Flying Training Group for the Air Force, where they do backseater training, CISOs and WISOs for the Air Force. There's only about 900 people on the base that do this training, in case you didn't know. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Let's see, 4:51 here. We will pick up right where we left off on our headlines, looking at pop culture and some softer headlines before we get into our last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Starting with Pope Francis. I think I said Francis. Forgive me. Pope Francis. That's Pope Francis. That's what his buddies call him. Pope Francis. I had hinted earlier that he was going to pop up in our headlines again, and this is where. He's praising the value of humor, of all things, with a group of world-famous comedians. The pontiff met with Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, Whoopi Goldberg, Chris Rock, and Conan O'Brien at the Vatican. He told the group that they have the power to spread peace and smiles when there is so much gloomy news. He also said it's not blasphemy to laugh at God. After his message, the comedians got a chance to meet the Pope, shake his hands, and to say a few words. Whoopi Goldberg said she didn't ask Pope Francis if he would star in Sister Act 3, adding that it wasn't the time or place to ask and that she'll probably send him an email.
Well, Vice President Kamala Harris is talking with the cast of Queer Eye about the progress that's been made in the LGBTQ community. Harris spoke with the cast and creators of that popular Netflix show in Washington, D.C. in honor of the show's 20th anniversary and said we can't take LGBTQ rights for granted and must, in her words, keep going. Harris also spoke about the Supreme Court's highly anticipated ruling that preserved access to Mifepristone abortion pill. For some reason, this computer is scrolling. She says it's important to remain clear-eyed about the threats to reproductive freedom in the U.S. and stay vigilant.
And the family of the cinematographer killed on the Rust movie set is dropping its lawsuit against Alec Baldwin. The lawyers for Helena Hutchins' parents and sister asked that the lawsuit be dismissed without prejudice, meaning that it can be refiled later. No explanation was given for the decision, but in the meantime, Baldwin is set to go to trial for the 2021 killing of Hutchins next month. He has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter charges.
Well, HBO's House of the Dragon is being renewed for a third season. Ahead of the Sunday season 2 premiere, the network announced that the Game of Thrones spinoff is being picked up again. The show, which takes place roughly 200 years before the original series, had the largest premiere audience ever for an original series for both HBO and HBO Max. The first season averaged about 30 million viewers over linear and streaming.
My goodness. You know, Game of Thrones and this new House of the Dragon thing, it is something I have never understood the hype behind. And I know Joe would be giving me hell if he were here. Because there's so many big things. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm familiar with it, but I've never watched it. And that's one of them.
That's one of the shows, though. It seems that, I didn't watch it either when it first came out.
Yeah.
And so many people were raving about it. So what I end up doing on something like that, after I hear so many people raving about it, is I start to basically stream it and binge watch to catch up with what everybody else has been into for so long.
Yeah, we were just talking about that the other day with how, you know, we've got, we live in a time now where it's not a matter of watching an episode weekly and having to wait 7 days for a cliffhanger. When it drops, you just watch all of it.
Right, and that's one of the nice things about streaming.
Absolutely. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound, trying to get onto I-10, we do have some minor issues there still, but nothing too severe. Same can be said for the intersection of Blue Angel Parkway and Highway 98, traveling both north and south on Blue Angel there. Just got some minor hiccups. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, also looking kind of rough at this time. And the same can also be said for Fairfield Drive if you're traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. On top of that, it's just going to be some minor congestion here and there on North Davis Highway, 9 Mile Road, the usual spots. Outside of Pensacola, it's going to be Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, traveling towards Highway 87, and Caroline Street in two spots. One, if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching the Glover Lane area. And two, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Steve, how's the weather?
Weather looks fantastic for the weekend. Tonight, about 77 degrees and clear. Tomorrow, sunny and high of about 92. or so. It might be warmer inland. And on Sunday, we do expect a chance of showers, maybe a 50-50 shot at that. A high of 87 degrees. Right now, it's 90 in Pensacola, 90 in Gulf Breeze, and 93 in Milton. And that's the forecast.
All righty, Steve. Thank you very much. Moving on to wacky and weird headlines here. Steve, I actually have a question for you.
What's the question?
So when someone is, you know, when they serve a sentence in prison and then they are released.
Yeah.
Why are they released? What is the, like,
they serve their sentence.
Yes. And that sentence was supposed to be long enough for them to basically be deemed like their punishment served. Mm-hmm. And they are hopefully no longer a threat to society. Correct.
Hopefully. That's why it's called the correction system.
There you go. Well, apparently San Quentin State Prison dropped a ball on this one.
Why?
Or at least a judge who got this guy in the clink. A man was released from San Quentin State Prison, then robbed a bank in Anaheim the very next day.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's according to federal prosecutors who have filed charges against Eric Gray. Prosecutors say Gray robbed a bank on May 8th, taking three employees hostage while claiming to have a gun. After his arrest, police found cash and drugs hidden inside his body. Gray is also accused of trying to escape after being taken to a hospital and fighting officers, leaving several of them injured. Gray is facing up to 20 years in federal prison if convicted as charged. Whoa. I don't know how long he was in prison and what he did to get in it. But
he's back.
Yeah, he's well on his way to outdoing himself, it seems.
Well, it looks like a Toledo woman is pleading guilty after she faked having cancer in order to steal thousands of dollars from her community.
Golly.
Lisa Titkemeyer pleaded guilty yesterday to one felony count of theft. She was initially charged in March when it was discovered she had lied about having a cancer diagnosis and then raised money to battle that cancer. In total, she's believed to have stolen more than $25,000 from the community. She faces up to 18 months in prison, and her sentencing has been scheduled for July 25th.
Listen, I think we've learned that I am very judgment-free when it comes to how I operate my spot on this show. And yes, I do say that with the utmost sarcasm. However, I am not joking when I say that has got to be one of the worst things you can do. Every now and again, you'll hear about, you know, people lying about cancer.
Yeah.
And that's just that is a terrible thing. Lastly here, far more positive than that, it's not as wacky or weird as it just is a fun fact. We celebrate Father's Day on Sunday, as we've previously discussed this hour, but its origins are not well known.
Oh, what are the origins?
Well, this year officially marks the 51st anniversary of the day dedicated to dads. It wasn't until 1972 that Father's Day was officially recognized in America after being signed off by President Richard Nixon. Sonora Dodd, the daughter of a Civil War veteran, is credited with organizing the first ever one back in 1910 to honor her own father and wanted the day to be in June.
Oh, well, that is nice, especially with Father's Day coming up on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Well, it looks like Kate, the Princess of Wales, says she's making good progress in her treatment for cancer. In a rare statement, the British royal says she's undergoing chemotherapy, and she says she has a few more months of treatment remaining. She's announced that she will be attending a military parade on Saturday to mark King Charles III's birthday. It's her first public appearance, and I'm glad she's basically dealing with cancer, and looks like it's going to be a positive thing.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. We were just talking about how people fake cancer. So it's good to combat a bad story about cancer with a good one. I think that was almost poetic. Let's see. You hear the music. It's 4:59. We're going to take a quick break for WEAR's Top of Hour News. And when we return, we'll give you another quick rundown of everything going on in your world today. Just before Father's Day weekend, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.